To the instrumentalist, there is no better way to develop a rapport with an instrument than through improvising. By improvising, the musician is experiencing the act of creating, tasting moments of inspiration similar to those experienced by the greatest composers, even if the comparison ends there. This experience can help the performer tap into his poetic sensibility when he plays the works of others, a sensibility that often eludes the performer who is trying to fulfill the many intellectual and technical requirements of a piece. An artistic approach to your practice routines can introduce an element of spirituality into your playing. Such departure from your usual routines is well worth the time spent, and the end results may benefit more from the creative expansion than from much of the technical exercise for which we usually find time. It is a sad commentary on the attitudes that pervade the serious study of music that the pleasure involved in the process of practicing has been replaced by pressures to achieve technical prowess or meet with outside approval, goals that are irrelevant to the role music could play in a person's life. Most of the music we study comes to us from another time and place. Notation alone can never fully convey the composer's intent, and there is always the need to read between the bar lines. Notation can't begin to capture all the subtle effects and nuances which are required during a performance. In performance, the ideal execution should sound spontaneous rather than studied. Totally free improvisation is the best way to foster the development of this characteristic in playing. Improvisation can be the musical means of getting to know yourself, much as one might gain insight by keeping a journal of thoughts and impressions. The natural gestures that result in your response give an individuality to your expression and give your music a sound of its own. Improv that is not tied to any specific tonal system or structural plan may be inhibiting at first, but it is well worth braving such possibilities just to find out how much natural order there is in expressions of the unconscious mind and to learn to what extent we can trust it. Attempts to conform to a harmonic scheme or to a specific tonality restricts the creative direction and individuality. Through free improv, you may discover technical abilities you didn't know you possessed. Patterns that might otherwise require much practice present themselves like magic. Success with your improv will boost your confidence and lead you to find methods of practice that will allow these natural abilities to come through. Bringing improv into the realm of practice repertoire can also yield results which benefit both technique and interpretation. You could take a set of chords or focus on a single aspect of a certain piece, like the rhythmic aspect or melodic or some harmonic nuance as your basic motif. Try imitating the style of a composer with which you're very familiar, or try improvising variations on a familiar theme. The fact that many existing compositions were originally nothing more than written out improvisations should encourage you and help to dispel the impression that improv is a waste of good practice time. Anais Nin says, "The value of personal relationship to all things is that it creates intimacy, and intimacy creates an understanding, and understanding creates love. No aspect of music making is more intimate than improvisation."